It's your boy.
I know them dudes you mess with usually be frontin'. All I gotta do is call his name, he coming. No taxing, all action, what you need from him. He'll provide anything you need, if you just believe. All it takes is faith the size of a mustard seed. And you can reach any goal that you trying to reach. My plug, love, stretch far away beyond the streets. No petty-ish, my plug on that heavy-ish. Think Sosa mixed with Ox off that belly-ish. Yeah, I know you like the sound of that. Been searching around for that, you on my head, trying to see where I found him at. It was early one Sunday morning. I was down on my luck and plenty storms kept forming. Just trying to find a way. I prayed to God to see better days. Then he told me that he got me, I'm forever straight.
You look around, you need that love.
That love, I got a heavenly plug. I got a heavenly plug.
Got many blessings and they from him above. Because
I got a heavenly plug. I got a heavenly plug.
I quit hustling, slanging them drugs. You ask why? Don't need for bucks, all he need is your trust. For you to praise him when you get back up.
Now I've been getting up from God about a year straight. And everything been smooth, yeah, I've been straight. He ain't never told me no, maybe just wait. And he always been on time, he never been late. Sometimes when I be tripping and get impatient, he made me realize I'm winning cause of his greatness. He said his grace and his mercy endure forever. If I repent of all my sins, he'll forgive whatever that I did in my past, knowing it wasn't right. If I turn away from sin, he'll give me a new life. So I tried him out, it only made sense. Now I'm on the ground for Jesus and I can't quit. The devil want me to fall and yeah, I may slip. But God wrapped his arms around me so I can't trip. Now when I go out in the world, his blessings are with me so I can let my light shine. That's just the God in me and you could be the same way. And have the same faith, but you gotta change. Cause me, I ain't the same Dre. It won't happen overnight or all in one day. But he's able about his children, man, my God don't play. So is you down with it? What you trying to do? You wanna call him up? Well, this is how you do it. Get down on your knees and keep your head to the sky. Make a promise to the world that you gon' serve God.
You look around, you need that love.
That love, I got a heavenly plug. I got a heavenly plug.
Got many blessings and they from him above. Because
I got a heavenly plug. I got a heavenly plug.
I quit hustling, slanging them drugs. You ask why?
I found a heavenly plug. I found a heavenly plug.
Don't need for bucks, all he need is your trust. For you to praise him when you get back up.
Jones.
And the little that I know with the world, amen. No, you know, and Even if those of you, someone happened to be hearing this after the rapture, for them not to be hopeless, it would help them make it through that little, that 7 years. I just thank God I ain't going through that. Let us go before the throne of grace. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you and we do bless you. We give you all the honor and all the glory belongs to you. We thank you, Lord, that you are our strength and our power. Father God, we're asking that you continue to bless us, amen, in this service, Lord, that you would bless my tongue to be that of a ready writer to write upon the hearts of your people. Bless us, Lord. Bless the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened, more so. Bless us to know more what is the hope of your calling, the riches of your glory, the inheritance that you have in the saints, the great and exceeding power that you've made available for those of us that submit and obey you. Father God, we ask that you strengthen us with might, Lord, that you will continue to guide us, Lord, and help us to understand the profoundness of your love, which is greater than any man could imagine. Bless us with the knowledge of your will. Give us the strength and courage to carry it out so that we can walk upright before you and be fruitful in every good work, and bless us to grow in the knowledge of you. Father God, we're asking that you would strengthen and heal the hearts of those that are brokenhearted, that are suffering through bereavement. Bless their minds and their hearts to receive this, to know that it is not a hopeless situation. Amen. We have a win-win situation. If we live, we bless. If we transition and leave, we bless. We thank you, Lord. Amen. I once heard, amen, that if you die born twice, you die once. And we thank you, Lord, that we have been born twice. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I guess, I don't know. I'm not running this. I'm just following orders. For the last two sessions, I have been dealing with prayer. Actually, for the last 10 sessions, you know, I dealt with the prayer failure, you know, because that is because I've learned a lot of presumption talking to people. You know, people don't know. They think man created religion and created the idea that we must be born again, and that, you know, and that's not the case. But the reason so many people have that mindset is because the people who have been charged with the responsibility to help them gain the right mindset, which can only come from God through revelation, haven't been doing their job. You know, a big percentage of that is because the pastors haven't made a major emphasis on that. I was fortunate enough to be at a church where our responsibility as Christians is a priority for teaching. you know, I wasn't there at the beginning, but they'd tell me, and even my pastor said there was a time he wouldn't even let folk get crazy and, you know, singing and shouting and dancing all over the church because they didn't know what they was dancing about. And until they got a revelation, then it's like, now you can dance, you know, and that makes sense. You know, and I've talked to a lot of people. I was in the business of talking with people. I was in law enforcement, so I had a lot of opportunities to talk to people while I was either extraditing them or they were incarcerated. You know, I took the opportunity to see where they were at. Because, you know, to endanger your life in criminal activity tells me you really don't know what's beyond. And again, people don't know what's beyond because the people that have that responsibility, the royal priesthood of God, haven't been participating. And again, that's because it wasn't made a priority by the vast majority of churches, church leaders. And anyway, so now that we got this situation, this worldwide, that really is only going to be resolved with prayer. I mean, it has had a tremendous impact. It's impacted the world economy, and it can only be fixed through the power of God, because there are too many men moving pieces. Man, even though he has tried inerrantly throughout history of man to control man, he's failed on every aspect of that. Because, I mean, you know, it's just not that a man can't resolve this. Okay. And the fact that how it got out there is irrelevant to me. You know, blaming the Chinese are too. Everything done in the earth will be done by humans. What Satan does in the earth will be done by humans. What God does in the earth will be done by humans. Man is in charge. And that's another thing that we have to pray, reason why we have to pray specifically for people to understand that they are in charge. You know, I hear prayers where people are, in essence, begging God. You don't beg. You know, begging God is insulting God. He has made promises, but you have to know what those promises are. And these days, there's no excuse. There are books specifically on the promises of God. I have several of them. You can go, Google and Google up the promises of God. So not knowing them, not knowing what you should know about God, there's no excuse for this generation. You know, I'm going to be posting my brother's newest book on the church that Jesus built, which is, I find it is excellent. It flows, and it really shows the consistency of God throughout the inconsistency of man. But, you know, and that's because this is not a simple deal. If it wasn't, we would have had it correct, and we would have had it almost perfected by now. We've been at this thing 6,000 years. We've got a little bit further than Noah. And Noah them didn't have no electricity, no computers, no nothing. I mean, we got automobiles, we got cars and jet planes, but our behaviors are as primitive as Cain and Abel. It's going back that far. You know, I just saw something during the election period that Christians just had total denial as to who God is and what it's almost to the point that they really, really have idolized the political party that have shown them consistently that they fail. They don't know what they're doing. They don't even know. You know, I see them. That, you know what? But this is what's going on. This is a situation of a God got his arms folded. You know, this is why I'm going to be emphasizing that you read my brother's book, because the fact that in the beginning, they didn't have, everybody in the Bible did not have a Bible. I mean, they were phylacteries. The Jews wore phylacteries. These are the little things they had on the top of their head and on their wrist. They had a scripture on it. Nobody had walked around with 20 Bibles and commentaries on their cell phone. We have no excuse, you know. And God has always held that ignorance of his law is no excuse. You find that basically in Leviticus chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, okay? So I set out to contribute my part because if everybody do a little bit, a lot of get done. You know, it's just like when it comes to giving. If everybody send the Salvation Army for Christmas time a dollar, every million people sends a million. That's $1 million. They get a lot done. They get a lot done. I don't hear a lot of complaints about the Salvation Army. You know, our church helps Salvation Army. A lot of churches do. A lot of this food feed, all these feeding programs, people don't know that. That's why these ignorant folk ought to keep their mouth off of what churches do and should be doing. They're doing some. They don't have time to be telling you. You ain't nobody. But anyway, so I began by a prayer that I began to understand. I come from, like I said, I have a pastor that emphasized knowing what you're doing. Don't just shotgun your way through. Okay? And for, because I know a lot of y'all are not familiar with weapons. Difference between a rifle and a shotgun. A rifle centers and focuses a single shot, specific area. A shotgun, like a double-eyed buck, will issue 9 rounds in a small radius area headed in the same direction. So you're actually sending 9 rounds. So 1 out of the 9 going to hit the target. You just point and aim. You don't have to line up sights specifically. But when you pray the word specifically and you pray, see, God's word, for someone that may be new, the angels that answer, that carry out the answer, bring the answer to, they only answer to the word of God. They don't answer to your imagination. So when you just say bless, they like, okay, they can look, even if they know the person, okay, you have to get in their world. You have to understand everybody, saved or not, came with an angel, at least one angel, okay? Now, even if they talk to each other, the angel that's over your life know your life, but your whole, there may be so much stuff in your life when you say bless, they're like, well, let me see, he needs some money, he got cancer, let's see, marriage in trouble, his kids is crazy, you know, I mean, he got a whole list of stuff that could be blessed, and if you do the math, you see how much everybody's life is facing challenges. One, the reason is because God intend for us to learn to be responsible with power. So you're not go. That's why He let the devil exist, because God can't set you up and trick you and scam you and game you and attack you and abuse you. So all the negative stuff that come in people's lives don't come from God. You would have to be a highly spiritually educated person to get a whooping by God. I've gotten one. Come by surprise. Yeah, that's the difference with God. You will get, God will tell you what you're wrong about, give you time to correct it. And you fail to correct it, then you're going to get tore up. You know, most people don't get but one whooping. But anyway, you know, because the next time they jump, they're like, yep, okay, let me get this right. All right, so what I'm trying now, you can go into the word. First, you know, this one particularly that Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 1 deals with anybody that's making a cultural change, which is everybody. You coming from a life of sin, okay, coming from a life of not knowing God to knowing God. And knowing the responsibilities is tremendous. So we'll go back into Ephesians chapter 1, and I'm going to read through there. I'm going to begin with verse 15. This is Paul speaking to the Ephesian church. He said, wherefore I also, after I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the love unto the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may one give unto you the spirit of wisdom. And we talked a little bit about that earlier, but that's basically they're having a right understanding of the word of God, you know, rightfully divided the word of God, knowing that you need to rightly divide the word of God, to see things from God's perspective. That's your goal in life, is to bring your mind in alignment with His, okay, and the revelation of the knowledge of Him, okay. The fact that we had to pray that, it's not automatic. It don't automatically happen to people. We have to pray that for them. We have to intercede for them, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, okay, which means your mind is dark. And if you remember, particularly those in Christ, you remember before you knew God. You know, some of us have some real serious issues, that you may know what is the hope of His calling. That's an assurance. And then that's really detailed. What the riches of the glory of his inheritance. I talked a little bit about that. That's about having priorities and knowing really what is important, because a lot of people don't know what's important. And that's on both the spiritual side and the secular side, knowing what's important, because that's what causes a lot of drama in people's lives, okay? And with enlightened that you know, and what the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints, okay, that's that gets into the who the Holy Spirit is, what he can do, what he will do, and his ability to see you through this life and make sure that you get to receive the eternal life that God has promised you. All Christians, we get this when we accept Christ, but it's, again, like I say, it's like God giving you a 747 in pieces and give you a manual that's totally correct, that if you read it, you'll be able to assemble it. Okay? That's how deep it is. You cannot underestimate this, because we're talking tremendous power. We're going to talk a little bit about that, because he then say in verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of his power, usward, who believe. That's why I get that part, to us who believe and submit to him. To the exceeding greatness of his power, to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, talking about God's mighty power, which he wrought or worked out in Christ when he raised him from the dead. He's describing how great the power we have. Think about that, to be able to raise somebody from the dead. If you're in the medical profession, you really got a little insight. You know, I got a sister-in-law that's a nurse, and a couple of people that have families in my friend that are in the medical profession, so, and they have to learn all these details of human anatomy. So they have a different perspective, a greater perspective on of what this is about, to be able to, when you look at your hand, that's a mass. I mean, I meant to look up, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to have that information next time. How many different types of cells are in the hand? Remember, this is independent cells together, and when I command them in a time fragment so small, I can only say millisecond. I'd have to look up what's smaller than a millisecond. They go together and do exactly what I tell them. If I do my fingers one to the other, they do what I tell them. When you walk, you are moving massive amounts of cells to do a certain thing. You look at it as one solid movement, because you see a leg and you get tapped on it. I mean, it's really, when you look at the intricacies of the creation of the human body, you begin to see the God, small g, the God-man. And when you transition, i.e. leave the body at what we call death, that power level is really clearly revealed then. I mean, when you look at some of the things that Jesus did, the Bible is clear, we will do those things and more. So it's you're talking, wielding tremendous amount of power, more than we've ever even seen used. With all that, I'm telling you, we got more power than all the nuclear. One human got more power than the entire nuclear arsenal all of every country on the earth. That's expressed. See, and this is why, and it's amazing, that God only really wants us to learn two commandments. But we have to learn them to the point of consistency under any circumstance. And that is in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 29, love for God. Love for God. See, and to love your neighbor. That's everybody else on the planet. Okay, so he talked about in verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. And this is where I'm going today, actually through all this, but mainly this one. Said, listen at this, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. That's you. That's me. that is tremendous power. God has every intent on fully operating, using us for eternity. Some of us still ain't got grasp that. Most people don't until they die. Okay? This is tremendous. This is tremendous. Now, so what I'm saying is, when Paul prayed this, when you pray this, it's kind of like a time, not a time, I guess I'm trying to think of it. It's like a what they call it? It's like you take a pill, time release pill. You know, you take it in the morning, and it slowly releases throughout the day or the next 12 hours. We call it a time release pill. This is a time release prayer. But the first thing it does is take a person who don't know Jesus at all, okay, and brings them to the knowledge of it. You didn't wake up one day with this brilliant idea, I need Jesus. No, it probably took 100, 200 people to pray for you to get there. And God had to have, I thank God for him, you know. I know one of the persons that were praying for me. I know several of them. But if they had not, because, see, when you're outside of Christ, you have no idea of the world you're really in. You don't know that. You heard about, some people may have heard about a devil, and then when they do, they don't believe it. They call it a personal devil. Well, yeah, they do have personal devil, but there's a separate demon. But he whispers stuff in your eye, in your ear. And, you know, and in some cases, as we have seen, if you've read the Bible, you've seen cases where the devil went inside somebody and took over and started running them. Like they, you see that with some people. Okay. So I'm saying all this. This is about how powerful you are as a praying person. Now, again, the fact that God didn't make this perfect like heaven is because he has another plan. He wants a family that's not like angels, that's not like automatons. So, but they have to be, they are of his nature. I mean, my children have my nature. They got my DNA in them, you know, and they got some of my characteristics in them. You know, so that's natural, and this is what God wants. But like I say, it's because of the criticalness, you know. Okay, I didn't get A in English, you know that. But so pray for me. it's essential because we're coming down to the close of this thing, and right now, what's needed? See, not only do we pray for people to get saved, because it's going to be a minute. We got Jesus said, occupy till I come. So it's we want them to be empowered so that they can pray, particularly in those countries where they need defense. Now, see, that comes, what is that word? I'm trying to think of it, maturity. Okay? Their prayer, I pray right now that because I've learned how to pray. It ain't about how long I've been a Christian, because you know I didn't know this when I first started out, you know, but I know how to pray. For instance, it's I'm not gonna go into that, but I learned that I have to command angels. You know, every Wednesday whenever we have church, we have this a confession that we make, and then part of the confession is we command and harvest angels to go and get our return. Now, no, we command them, okay? Now, but like I said, that's an evolvement level because, again, one, they're going to do what the words say. So you have to know what your status in the word and those seven rules, if you don't know them, you got to go back and get them. They know those rules. They know because they're not, I mean, picture you, we trying to get to heaven. They ain't trying to get to hell. They done seen the place. I don't know if they had ever saw it before Satan clowned, okay, because it was built for angels. It was built for Satan and his angels. So I don't think it existed before Satan clowned, you know, and that dude is about dumb as a brick, don't describe. I'll take it back. They say you ain't supposed to. See, that's the thing. Those are the things, little things, what Fox song that said little foxes destroy the vines, and foxes chew at the bottom and drain the sap out, and it eventually dies. So, see, a little stuff like that, calling Satan the super idiot. I mean, you'd be right, but if you're reading the book of Jude, you know, you're not supposed to do that. See, this is the consistency. Even though you can't pray for Satan, ain't nothing you can do for him. He through. He done. Don't waste your prayer. And I'm running into people that think they can change the outcome, you know. But again, I pray for them because that's when I know the person lacks the spirit of wisdom and a clear revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ by their conversation. I don't have to argue with them. The Bible in Titus 3:9 and in other places tell you, do not debate, because it's endless. Endless genealogies. You'd be going to them discussions back and forth, and that's an intellectual challenge where they're trying to exalt themselves or you trying to exalt yourself. Don't waste your time with that, because you're dealing with, we're engaged in spiritual warfare. Spiritual is not some type of, at least this goofy supernatural. Listen, spiritual warfare is the real warfare. It is the real life. It is more, this life temporary. And if you don't believe that, go to a graveyard and look at all the people that was only here for a little while. The spirit realm. Now, they all know. Like what they said, somebody came up with a saying, said there are no atheists in hell. Because once you leave this body, everything's factual. And a lot of people, and it's like it's increasing now. People that are dying and taking on a journey and coming back and almost tell the same story. You can't get 1,000 people to have a different experience and go over to heaven and have the same record when they come back. That, you can't make people tell that kind of lie. You got to be some kind of idiot to think. See how easy that is. Forgive me for that, Lord. But I do. I'm conscious of that. I am conscious of that. But that's a challenge in being human, you know. So, and just like I was quick to ask God for forgiveness. Why? Because, see, we can be programmed or led out of the way of God simply because Satan knows, the demons knows, we have authority over them as long as we are in alignment with God. Now, don't beat yourself up about it, you know, because you're going to do the same thing just as I did twice. You're going to do that. But 1 John 1:9, write that out, 1:8-9. Listen, it says if we say we have no sin, we call God a liar. So don't. I've met people that beat themselves up because they wasn't perfect. I remember beating myself up because I wasn't perfect. And let me remind you, all this, what I'm talking about is your prayer brings about that much revelation. That much information for something, this prayer, you know, like I say, I clip out of this and I don't pray it word for word, but you know, I always pray, well, most of the time pray for the spirit of wisdom, the revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's how I label it. That the eyes of the understanding being enlightened, they'll know what the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory. See, God knows what that means. The angels, more importantly, knows what that means. And then they can administer that. They can't administer, well, like I said, versus me just saying, bless them. What? Bless what? You know, what if they're rich? Okay, they don't need money. What if they're rich and healthy and all their kids is healthy, but they don't know Jesus? See? And what if they, you know, like a certain individual, what if they like the Pope? They don't have a good, he obviously needs the spirit of wisdom. Anybody that's praying to anybody but God need the spirit of wisdom, because they do not see this thing the way God said. Jesus said, whatsoever you ask the Father. He ain't nowhere in the Bible, and they got a Bible with 6 extra books, and even in those 6 extra books, there's no instruction to pray to Mary, none. Last you hear, Mary's in the book of Acts in the upper room. That's it. Okay? So, you know, I mean, it's clear how this thing. It says there's one mediator between man and God, and that's the man Christ Jesus, period, one. All right, but again, what are we dealing with? Worship is tactical warfare to attack leadership. So, again, this is another thing. Don't get upset when you see pastors out of order, that most pastors today, they took the job, but they had other ambitions, and they would prefer, why? Because they don't want to deal with us. That's what I heard one time. I don't deal with y'all people. You know? But I get that, because look at when you read through the Bible, people, who got Moses? Moses didn't make it into the promised land. Why? Because of people. Because they issues. You get tired of them, man. You know? But again, see, we have what they were going to receive. See? And the sad right now, what's going on in the world, the greatest need is for there to be more people praying. We're not talking about spending 8 hours, 9 hours praying. If everybody do their part, their whole lot get done. Everybody do a little, a whole lot get done. Okay? Back in the 90s, I believe it was, our pastor told us to ask God for a prayer hour. What hour of the day he want us to pray? See? I got stuck with the midnight hour, but but still. But I know a sister who prays regularly, daily, at about 6 p.m. See, so God went with that. God will honor that. When you get specific, he gets specific. So when you want a car, be specific. We're not going to talk about that today, but be specific. But we can talk about that. See, because this is the whole point of this. When you see the earth-moving power that you have, it, one, encourages you. Too, but it also makes you realize that you aren't just participating in religion. You're participating in the business of God. I mean, you got to get who he is. Now, let me talk a little bit about this scripture in verse 19 and 20, where Paul says, "What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power?" His mighty power. Where my notes at? And in verse 21, it says, far above all principality. Now, the principalities is the rain. Let's look at the three heavens. Okay, I'm not going to get into details there. There's lots of teaching on that right now. But look, the heavens right now, above your head, Satan ruled in that area, okay, and on earth through men, all right? But he has just said here that God has given us, this is the greatness of his power, okay, according to the working of his power. It says far above all principality and power, and in this case it's using the word, in the Greek word, exousia, the power and authority, the influence, the power of rule of governments, okay, and every name that is named, and that include Corona. See, not only do we pray for people, see, people, right now, this is what you need, because you're going to find out, because, you know, one, the thing, those of us that do pray, we uncover things. We pray and angels go and uncover things and make it known. Corona has already mutated. And then you got so many other atmospheric activity going on that it's almost impossible for it not to mutate. Plus we into, quote, flu season. And that also, there's other diseases. All of these are entities, okay? And it takes something. That's something you have to see God. And I don't want you to just take my word on that, because if you get a revelation from God, once you get it. But what he say right here, it doesn't matter. Every name that is named, okay? Every name that is named. And that's the kicker right there. I had an experience back in 2017. I went to see the doctors, a series of doctors, and then they concluded that I had prostate cancer. And I could tell by their face when I looked at them, I'm like, okay, no problem. I got this. You know, in their mind, my doctor knew I'm a Christian. And he's had experience where people just didn't care, or I ain't going to say didn't care. They wasn't worried about it. And they actually was like, you know what, just give me some of the pain and I'll just die unless God fix it. They died because they did not know what they had, the ability they had to defeat it. They didn't know how to use the word. Again, there we go, back to spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of him. Jesus paid for him, paid for that. 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes I was healed. He himself bore our sickness and disease. He did it. But there's, and again, this is what he's talking about. If we got a power above every name that is named, cancer's a name. And in my mind, cancer's a person. Cancer's a spirit. Cancer's an intellect. It obviously have intelligence enough to know specific parts of the body to attack, to cause you to vacate. And if that ain't an intelligence, when you see this posted on Facebook or YouTube, please leave a comment. I want somebody to explain to me how it is not an intelligence, how it is not a spirit, how it is not a ruah, how it is not a growing active element that knows what it's doing, because it's been mighty successful. But I get tested every year, and my tests come back negative. My tests come back negative because I've been taught that I have the authority of the word. It's not God. God didn't pay for my healing. He done folded his, well, he hasn't folded his arms on that case. When arm folding, when I talk about God folding his arm, it's kind of like he, you know, you're going to get a whooping without him whooping you, you know. But he done gave us everything to do. This is why I use the term training day, final exam. Only pastors and churches where they have been taught to use the word of God to defend themselves, to bring prosperity in every area of their life, are the ones that are going to get through this unscathed, that are not going to turn from God. I'm already hearing people mad at God. People that say they didn't believe in God, mad at God. How you going to be mad at a God you didn't believe in? Because now it's almost like, see, I told you he didn't. No, no. He has rules. That's exactly why I'm doing this teaching. He has rules, and I'm not the only one. Pat King, she's doing a teaching on my favorite subject, the royal priesthood. And she's saying the same thing I'm saying. Why? Because we only say what's in the word, you know? So, and why? Because we have that authority, this identity. See, Paul is talking to people, Gentiles, the Ephesians, that did not know God until he brought them to them. So he's trying to expose them to it, because there again, people act like God is an idol. You know, I've heard all kind of crazy prayers, and you know, and it takes something sometimes to resist, to just not say something. That's why I don't visit every church, because they'll say something that's so strange, you know. Anyway. But Paul gave us, he broke it down for us, and every name that is named, and that's the unima name that my pastor likes to refer to, but that's an authority. But we have authority over that. So I'm saying all this time, I done been 3 hours explaining one prayer, but the reason, what motivates me is love, and I want to see, I think about the Gen Zs and the millennials. Satan really, they trying to be united. They really are. I think they're the most united generation on the planet. But I don't want them to not get away or have not take full benefit of the power of God that Jesus Christ paid for, and to make it end. These are the end of days. These are the end of days. So, the thing that I want you to get here is what Paul, and I mind you, this was recorded because it applies to us today. I find the effectiveness in this. See, and again, like I say, you want to see, this is what, right now, this is where we are. If you don't know, then you're going to know. It says, like I said, in verse 20, which he wrought in Christ, think about that. I mean, we would love to. And see, this is the other thing. If God give me the chance, or if I be led of the Lord to teach about what I've learned about being led of the Spirit, that's going to be critical. I can tell you right now, particularly you bold saints that are new, learn to be sensitive to your inner man, because in these last days, God is going to be used in the average person to do His miraculous work for. Healings and deliverance are the calling cards of God. That's what they said. I like that. It's a card, God's calling card. See, but He does everything through people. And you know, there are characters in the Bible, Gideon, you know, not people of great significance, but He do great things through them because they are what? Submissive and obedient. And that's the key to this hope. Going back, prayer. What is prayer about? Why does God require us to pray? Why did He design prayer? Why did He create prayer? Because we're supposed to learn to be submissive to Him. Submissive means you have authority, and you take your authority and place it under His. You know, so the point here is, like I say, but I can't emphasize how great this is. You know, because again, this goes back to why I call it training day. 1 John 3:2, it says, "Friends, now we are the children of God. What we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when He, Jesus, appears, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is." And in Philippians 3:21, it says, "Who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control will transform our lowly body so that they will be like His glorious body." See, I guess because I've always been fascinated about certain things, you know, my life began, I was pursuing engineering, but I decided to pursue souls that were endangered, put them as a greater priority than you know, I mean, it's good. All this is good, and it would have been beneficial because it would be some things that I understand, but it's some things now, a lot of that I understand anyway. You know, I'm not afraid to reach out to people. See, there's Chuck Misler. He has Beyond Time and Space. He was an engineer, NASA engineer. He recently passed, I think, in 2018. And he was on the same track that I was. And I get it. But the reality is, when you're talking molecular science, something that most people are not even interested in, they like the benefits of it, like a cell phone, but they don't really like, it's not something they want to discuss. But my point is this. You really do, if you understand how much power you have, it will affect your thinking and will help you mature. At least that's my goal. That's my hope. And it doesn't matter, because you watch a child. You ever notice when a baby get here, they start learning to control their cellular systems? I mean, they do that. I mean, I've had the sad experience of a child ceasing to live at new life. Without the spirit, their body can't function. I know they used to think that it was the other way around, the body could function on its own. But no, not without the person. You got to go all the way back. And you say, what you want to know, what is all this to do with prayer? Listen, look at all the people around you that don't have a clue who God is, that don't have a clue. Look at and it's people listening to me right now, just now. They've never thought in that terms of how much power they have. Tell. You know what the biggest signs of how people don't know how much power they have? That they don't pray. The percentage, the lowest I've heard is 85%, and this was from a renowned Christian historian. The highest, which is my own, observation that's based on a 40-year analysis of constantly talking to people, 98%. But you can talk to people all the time. If they're honest and you ask them about their prayer life, and I'm talking about particularly their intercessory prayer life, you know, they, do they ask God for stuff? Yeah, but that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, do you serve God in prayer? That was critical. I didn't even know about that until I got under the teaching that that was a primary responsibility. See, and it's really, but that is more to it than that, because of the fact, like I say, what prayer is God? What prayer is about? God doesn't do anything without a reason. If he did it for a reason, he could have, like I say, he could have just as easy killed Satan soon as we wouldn't have never known evil. He could have prevented us from ever knowing there was such a thing as evil. He could have stopped it in heaven. He saw it in the mind of Satan before he committed the act. See, he didn't even get it done. Get going. He didn't surprise God at all. Okay? If you study in Ezekiel 28, it said iniquity was found in you. So it was there. That means he was pondering it. He had laid out the plan, thought he was going to execute it, and he got kicked out of heaven. Now, and so right now, we're finishing up in life on the last members that God is going to allow into his kingdom. Well, you know, you're going to have those that make it in during the 7 year tribulation period, but we're trying to minimize how many people have to go. And right now, look at what's going on in America. You know, we got these political issues, but what's really going on in the political world? Let me read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Matter of fact, let me go to the NIV version. See, and if anybody need this prayer, it's the politicians. They don't have a clue what's going on, see. It says, finally, in verse 10, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor, God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Okay. See, so again, and he's still talking to the Ephesians, but he said the similar thing to the Corinthians. The issue is where the warfare is. So our job, like I said, what I'm seeking is an increase in the army, and to get rid of, people, get our brothers and sisters that are dormant to get active. Because, again, if we can see in the spiritual realm, see the demons talking to them people in Washington and instructing them, then we know and then see what happened when we pray. I'd probably be more I can't think of the word right now. But we'd be more inspired to pray. But this is another aspect. We are supposed to believe, period. See, Jesus said when Thomas said, unless I see him, I won't believe it. Jesus said, the one that's blessed is the one that have not seen, but yet believe. So I don't have to see the devil and the demon. I can see their activity. I can see their lack of wisdom. You know, the problem that they have. And some of them now, because of what's going on, are beginning to recognize that they got a problem much, much bigger than man can solve. Because where do you get $20 trillion from? See, how do you resolve this situation? Then you got, like I say, you got a demon runner, demon disease, which I would classify, and I'm not the only one, as a principality. Without doubt, this references Corona. okay? He's an authority worldwide. But again, we have the greater power. So what the challenge is, or what the problem is we don't have enough. We need Christians praying for Christians and praying for the unsaved. So we the one, but all this, so God has put in place everything he needs to put in place in order for us to have the victory. He's looking for us to make his enemies his footstool. He's given us power, and what did he say? He gave us power above every name that is named. Now, the question you got to ask yourself, did he lie? Okay. See, I used to wonder, you know, there's a God. You know, my older brother remembers my arguments before in my BC days. There's a God. Why is so messed up? Because back then I wanted to know, why would these clannies, Ku Klux Klannies, allowed to be so crazy? You know, why don't God stop them? Well, see, he didn't. God has always been focused on the eternal aspect of life, not this. This is, and that was my other question. Was, okay, still, why don't you make this heaven on earth? That wasn't the goal at that time. There's a time and a place, because he clearly understands the nature of man that he created and how powerful he is. You cross-reference angels in the Bible, and if you only, I don't care what measurement you use, just knowing that a man is above angels. We just read it. That principalities that he talked about in verse 21, that includes angels. That's why angels serve us. Angels serve us. We don't serve them. Angels, everywhere in the Bible, when an angel showed up, they looked so mighty and so glorious. Men would bow down, and the angels said, no, 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 stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. You know, I'm a servant like you. I don't deserve worship. Only crazy angels would do that. Would do that like the crazy one that we all know, named Satan. You know. See, praise the Lord. Psalm 103:20. It says, "Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word." You put the word out there. We have been given authority to put the word out there. This is why I laid this out. So when the takeaway from this, whatever need you have the promises of God, okay, that God will supply your needs according to his riches of glory. But if you read above that, there's some criteria that you must participate in. There's never a promise without a criteria. It just ain't that way. Why? Because you're supposed to be submissive to God. In all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. So, again, the takeaway, you have the power. We should see, it won't matter who gets to be president. You can go back and you can read through the Bible and the Old Testament, and you can find out that when the saints were doing their job, it didn't matter who was king. They didn't vote on the king. The king just came, crazy, smart, whatever. One, they prayed and succeeded. 2 Chronicles 7:14, people know, but it has conditions. If my people, who are called by my name, number one, humble themselves, that do what God say, how he say, when he say. That's the biggie that most people never get past. That's the one that most people never get past. They don't humble themselves. Because, again, if Jesus paid for your salvation, you're not living to just get to heaven. Okay? Because, again, that's temporary. I mean, you're going to be assigned somewhere in the universe, and you don't know where that is. You'll be able to visit heaven, but you will be living heaven. You will be living a life of total peace, no matter what. In your job, you will be sharing in the responsibility in educating people. Amen. Because we believe in your experience is valuable. It is valuable. Well, I want to cut here. And if you're new or need to be re dude, this is going to be your opportunity. And it just amazed me at how this prayer takes less than 15 seconds, but it changes your life. And once you pray this prayer, and you know you've prayed this prayer, you should mark down the date. I didn't have to mark down the date. My experience was so dramatic, I can't forget it. But you don't have to repeat it all the time. When you be in churches where they repeat it, that's they're praying in unison with others, you know. And it really, I call it net fishing, because even if people just don't come forward, but they pray that prayer, they get netted. But they do need that information of where to go from here, okay? So pray this prayer with me. Lord God, I believe that Jesus is your son and that he died for me on Calvary's cross, bearing all my sins. I believe that he rose from the dead and is alive right now. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me right now. And I believe it. And I believe in my heart and I say with my mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior and I am born again. Amen. So, with that, I'm going to say stay tuned. Keep coming back. Keep listening. And remember this. Prayer works by faith. Faith works by love. And God is love. Shalom. Peace. Be blessed.
Father, I give your name praise and glory and honor.
I'm going hard for my God like I went hard in these streets. Instead of chasing that money, I'm chasing G-O-D. Been trying to walk in this image since I've been forgiven. Just trying to let my light shine so y'all can see the God in them. I turned away from my old ways, sipping by to the dope gang. Put the guns down, open my mind to some new things. When I picked up that Bible, the devil ain't like it. I know that he mad, but I know Jesus is excited. Cause I'm about to grind for him, grind for him. Make sure he first in everything, give all my time to him. About to save a lot of souls just off of my influence. And no, I ain't a preacher, I'ma do it through my music. It's a wonderful feeling when you let the Lord use you. Feeling like DJ Khaled, or have your way however you choose to. Just that you will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm a hustler for the Lord, about to re-up with
it. I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. Yeah, I was living wrong, but it's too late to get it right. I can go no longer go, living a sin-filled life. Man, I'm trying to be like Jesus, Jesus who? Jesus Christ. Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. And if you living wrong, it ain't too late to get it right. You can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, you need to be like Jesus, Jesus who? Jesus Christ.
Verse 2 is for those who probably know me from my past. Don't believe that I changed because they knew how I got down. Probably seen me in them strip clubs or serving in them streets. Probably seen me flexing bankrolls or swerving with a freak. I'm a two-time felon, what could the Lord do with me? Ain't nothing too hard for God, you just watch and you gon' see. Because the saint is just a sinner who fell down and got back up again. Devil had me on my knuckles, Jesus picked me up again. Dust me off, told me I should walk this way, talk this way. And any sign of trouble that I had that I ought to pray. I ain't worried no more. I tell you, I ain't stressing, man. It's power that I found in God. I tell you, it's a blessing. I ain't lying, man. Man, you should try, man. You keep on living by that gun, then you gon' die by it. Man, I ain't lying, man. Man, you should try, man. You keep on living by that gun, then you gon' die by it.
Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. Yeah, I was living wrong, but it's too late to get it right. I can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, I'm trying to be like Jesus, Jesus who? Jesus Christ. Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. And if you living wrong, it ain't too late to get it right. You can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, you need to be like Jesus, Jesus who? Jesus Christ.
So now you know I'm a changed man. Got a new game plan, but I still rock, bust icy watches and chains, man. The Lord said, come as you are. He loved me for me. So all you older church folks, don't judge what you see. God judge up your heart. And since he changed your mind, don't judge before you get to know me. Make me change my mind. Too many youth has left the church because they ain't feel love. The very place that pose the teachers are that God is love. How can you say you love God but don't show it? When you can love your haters like your brother, then you growing. And man, I'm growing. Growing through his word. Stop trying to do it my way and let God work. And now I'm feeling moving. My blessings keep improving. When I say I'm on the ground for God, you ask me what I'm doing. Well, I'm serving. I'm living for his purpose. Giving praise to his name at all times.
Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. Yeah, I was living wrong, but it's too late to get it right. I can no longer go on living a sin-filled life. Man, I'm trying to be like Jesus. Jesus who? Man, I was living wrong, but I'm trying to get it right. And if you live it wrong, it ain't too late to get it right. You can no longer go on living the sin field life. Man, you need to be like Jesus. Jesus who? Jesus Christ.